The following program is an unrehearsed personal opinion program intended to allow the comments of the public on various issues and topics of discussion. The opinions expressed are not the views of this station or its sponsors. Now here is today's comment program.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Mike Burge along with you on the comment program this morning. Again, a special presentation of KVSH as a public service. We have the two candidates for the 43rd Legislative District. We have Tony Tangwall from up at Whitney area. And oddly enough, we have Tanya Storr from Whitman. So I don't know how you guys figure that out, Whitney and Whitman. But anyway, thank you guys both for being here. Tony, good to meet you today.
Good morning.
Tanya, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you, Mike.
First time I've ever had a chance to meet Tony. About all the information I had, Tony, was on the little card here that you had sent out. I think you were here for Bull Bash.
Yes, sir.
You got a chance to meet a few people there. And I thought we're going to cover a wide variety of topics today. And we ask people, you can call in and give a question to Hannah, and she'll bring it to us. And if we don't already have it on our list of things to cover, then we'll get to that here a little bit later on in the program. But I thought maybe we would start off by just letting you guys introduce yourself and giving a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for the 43rd Legislative District. So, Tony, let's start with you. I'm just going to go left to right like we were playing cards here or something. But, Tony, give us a little bit of brief background on you.
Yeah, my name's Tony Tangwall, and my wife is Tracy. We've been married 34 years, and we're first-generation farmers and ranchers. We've got three beautiful children and four, like everybody else, four perfect grandchildren, and we're proud of them. And that's really the reason that we decided to get into this this arena. Senator Brewer called me back at about the beginning of September, and he asked me if I'd run for his seat. And I really just hadn't considered anything like that at all, but as I began to think and pray about it, I just thought about my grandkids and the legacy that we're going to leave these children. Are we going to leave them a better state, a better nation, a better world than what we received from our grandparents? And so I think the answer was if good people just sit on the sideline and don't get involved, we're going to lose this thing, and it's not going to be what we want to leave them. And so I told Senator Brewer, yeah, I would do it. And so he's endorsing our campaign, and it's something new. We never considered running for public office, but we're looking forward to it. It's one of the great things about it is already just 6 weeks into it, 2 months into it, just the good people. I mean, and you know, I'm sure that Tanya will say the same thing. There's no better people than in the 43rd District. It's been a privilege to meet them, and so we want to represent those folks and see if we can make this a better state to live in. We're known as the Nebraska, the good life, but there's probably some things that we could change to make it the great life, and that's what we're really after.
Okay, thanks. Tanya, how about you? Give us a little bit of background why you decided to jump on this wagon.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. You know, most people probably here in Cherry County know me. I served 8 years as a county commissioner, but I was born and raised here in Cherry County, grew up South Dakota, went to high school here in Valentine, and went away to college. My husband and I moved back in 1990, and the issues that were going on when we moved home really evolved around closing our schools. There was a push at that time that the legislature was trying to force close our Class 1 schools. And that is what really drew me in initially to being interested in anything political, so to speak. I have a love-hate relationship with politics. I don't really like politics. Right. I just really like good policy. And so I kind of dove in at that time and ended up on the Class 1s United Board. That was a statewide board fighting to keep our schools open. And so when you start to learn about schools, you start to learn about taxes. And ironically enough, the TEOSA formula, which is what dictates how our state aid comes out here to our schools, was passed in 1990. So I've had the opportunity to watch that evolve and unfortunately see how we have continued to lose out in Western Nebraska. And so it really kind of lit a fire in my belly, honestly. I had a front row seat, heard it with my own two ears down there. Back in those days, senators really being very dismissive of us out here, and specifically Cherry County, you know, we would testify on issues about how this bill was going to affect us here. And more than once, I got the comment from senators back east that said, well, we understand that, and, you know, we're sure sorry, but we're going to do it anyway, in essence, was the tone. Sitting in then Governor Johann's office years ago fighting for this Class 1 issue, he made the comment at that back then. He said, well, we recognize that the system you have is really good, but we can't afford to give it to everyone. And so it really fired me up. And that that fire has continued to burn, because I believe this is the beginning of the economic engine for the state. The 43rd District has the number one and number two cow counties in the entire nation. We are the beginning of the engine that drives the revenue for the state of Nebraska's agricultural industry.